Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brad Pierbold, who is Vice President of Atlantic JCs. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Hey, it's time for, I think it's a pretty much an annual event coming up sponsored by the Atlantic JCs.
That's right. It's time for our comedy club, and we try to do that every February, kind of get people out of their cabin fever, get them out, and have a fun night out in the town.
And it is on February 16th. That's really close to Valentine's Day. I don't know, does this take your significant one other to dinner as well as comedy?
Well, I think that would be a good combination. We don't have dinner out at the comedy club, but we have some snacks and, of course, some drinks and cocktails. But I think it would be a good night out in the town to show your loved one a good time.
Yeah, very good. Where is it at and what time?
Sure. It's at the Cass County Community Building, which is in the fairgrounds here in Atlantic. And it starts at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6:30, and that's Saturday, February 16th.
And I know this helps to be a fundraiser, so I'm guessing there's a little bit of a ticket price.
There is a little bit of a ticket price. Our tickets are for sale at the Atlantic Chamber and at Rex Pharmacy. They're $12 in advance, and you can also get those at the door for $15.
Okay, so get out there, get that on your calendar, and get those tickets purchased now and save yourself a couple bucks. You can buy an extra drink that way.
That's right, and we also do have another ticket option. Some people like to sit with their friends, and if you'd like to purchase a whole table, which is 8 tickets at once, we can do that for you, and then we'll give you a reserve table so you don't have to get there early and make sure that you can sit with your friends and family. And then to do that option, you can contact me at Pierbold Chiropractic. You can talk to one of the other JC members here in town, or if you call down to the Atlantic Chamber, they'll put you in contact with one of us.
Okay, great. Sounds like a fun time. Just go ahead and plan that to have a table. Tickets are same price, right? $12 each for a table?
Yeah, well, for a table, we do $100 even. And okay. I think that comes out to $12.50 a ticket, but then you get that reserved option.
Right.
It just makes it really easy for the accountants.
Right, yeah. So, good idea. Now, how many JCs are there? How many JC members are there?
Right now, we have about 20 active members.
Okay.
So, we're always looking for new members. It's really a low impact group. We don't require a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort. A few hours a month is kind of what we ask for from our members. And we have a lot of activities and social activities going on every month.
What about, I think there is an age range.
Yes, it's kind of a young person organization. And really, we try to develop young leaders and good experience for young members of the community so they can go on and become leaders of business or go into other charitable organizations and have that good background. But our age range is from 18 to 40. So really, it's discrimination towards the young, I guess.
Well,
but it's a good group, and we try to develop young leaders, right?
I think as new people come to town, and Chris could probably attest to this, sometimes it's difficult when you haven't grown up in the community, you come to a new community, and how do I get acquainted with other people? And so this would be a great opportunity.
That's right. We know we have a lot of members that, didn't grow up in the area, don't really know anyone. Maybe they came in for a job or going to school or something like that. And it's a great opportunity to meet the community, not only the other members of the JCs, but also we get out and work with the community. We work with businesses and organizations. And, it's a great way to meet those people. And I have to take this opportunity to actually mention our sponsors for this event, because without them, this would not be possible. And we get so much great community support from everything we do. But I have to mention Hy-Vee and First Whitney Bank, because without them, we couldn't do our comedy club.
And I think that's a part of I hear in general the Atlantic community. When you go out and want help for something, then people step up. And mentioning that, let's talk a little bit about adopt a family, which you do at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's our that's our Christmas charitable event. And what we do is we collect money and donations throughout the year, but especially in the fall, and we give away boxes of food. And the neat thing about the way we do this is that anyone can sponsor a family or give a name of a family in need, okay? So, and that's done every fall there around Christmas, and we bring the food right to the family. So it's really amazing. We did about 90 boxes of food this year, and we work with our partners. This year it was Fairway, and they gave us a good deal on the food, and we box those up and deliver them to the families about a week before Christmas, so they're guaranteed to have a good meal for Christmas.
That's sort of a there's a reward in being a JC, isn't it, when you deliver that box of food?
Yeah, there's a lot of rewards, and that's my favorite event of the year. You really get to see the light in the family's eyes, and just really makes you feel good.
And that was Cass County, not just Atlantic.
Yeah, we do the whole county, so we're fortunately there's a little snowy this year, so we got out and got through the snow and got them all delivered.
And saying that, you don't have to live in Atlantic to be an Atlantic JC.
Of course not, no. We meet on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month at Family Table. If you're able to come into a meeting, we'd love to have you. You can see what it's all about. No commitment necessary. You can come in and check us out and see if it's for you. And it's, like I said, it's a real low low-key event. We're really mellow and have a lot of fun. We don't require you to sign your life away or anything like that.
Okay. And I think it's nice that you have that flexibility of you can do only a little. You can come to the meetings and kind of support JCs that way, but you can get really, really involved and give more time. And you have a person in your group who's giving a lot of time right now.
Yeah, you know, we're really proud of our state president for the JCs now is Tom Welchens, and he's from Atlantic, and he's the new state president for JCs of Iowa. So we're really proud of him, and he's traveling the state and giving a lot of time. So it's a really cool achievement for our Atlantic chapter, but especially for Tom.
You bet. So saying that, I'm guessing that you've talked about, you know, that it is for self-development and so on, that you have the opportunity, if you'd like, to go to some regional meetings and state meetings that do kind of help individuals to grow in various ways?
Yeah, they have several state meetings throughout the year, and those usually have classes on, you know, becoming a better leader or developing your personal skills. And that's really what JC's is all about. We love to give to community, but at the heart of the organization, our goal is to develop ourselves into better leaders, better communicators, better businessmen and women in the community, and just basically better community members.
Mm-hmm. You said men and women. I think, didn't JC's used to be just for men?
It was just for men, and about 20 years ago, it became for men and women. So we have men and women members, and our only qualification is that you're between 18 and 40, so we welcome anyone.
Okay, live anywhere that you'd like to come to the Atlantic JC's, and let's mention again when and where you meet.
Sure, we meet the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month, and that's at Family Table. And if you have any questions about our meeting or would like to get in touch with someone, the Atlantic Chamber is a good partner, and they work with us a lot, and they have all our contact information. So that's a good contact place. And they also have our tickets for sale as well as Rex Pharmacy.
Good point. Let's talk a little more about Comedy Night. And this has been going on for a few years.
Yeah, we've been doing this roughly 10 years now. So it's had a good response. It's really well well received in the community.
How do you go about finding somebody to be that comedy person? I mean, I think that's a really tough job to be a comedian and really get people going with you.
Yeah, it's something I couldn't do. But we go through, a booking agent, and they give us different options of comedians. And, different prices for different talents. So they come in from really all over the country to do these shows. So it's kind of neat. This year we have Derek Richards, and he's got a lot of funny videos on YouTube. You can pull him up and see some of his comedy, get a little preview of what he's going to bring to the table here. He's very funny. We're very happy to get him this year.
Okay, Derek Richards. So if you go on, I mean, some people may want to check that out.
Yeah, everyone's got access to the computer these days. And if you just search Derek Richards, you can pull up some videos for him. And you can see some of his comedy, see what you're in store for.
Okay, and then you have somebody else coming to do the opening act?
We have Sean Gregory. He's going to do a little bit of comedy and magic for us. And then Leroy Phillips is our MC for the night. So if you know Leroy, he's a little zany and a little funny. So he kind of keeps the show going. We do a few raffles, a few giveaways through the show. We always thank our community and our sponsors, so he kind of keeps the show on the right track.
Okay, that's good to know that there's a few other little breaks in there.
And get there's some breaks. You can get up and get a drink and, go to the bathroom, things like that.
So. And saying get a drink, that does say that the audience is going to be over 21.
Yeah, the one requirement for our show is that we have to have 21 and over in the audience. So unfortunately, that's... We will be IDing at the door.
Okay. Bring your ID with you. Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Brad Pierbolt, for visiting with us. He's Vice President of the Atlantic JCs, inviting you to Comedy Night on February 16th. And until next time, we're going to say that at the end of this program, Brad is giving away 2 tickets to the Comedy Night. So Chris or Stacy will be answering the phone to see who's going to get those 2 free tickets. Thank you so much, Brad Pierbolt.
Thanks, LaVon.